This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we are in the School of Wisdom. We're being taught how to walk upright before God. And truly I can say I'm saved, sanctified, and truly our great pastor is teaching us the ways of God, what God is requiring. And I'm thanking God for a great pastor who shows us the way, shows us how to walk upright, how to love God and to obey God and do what God is requiring us to do. And now I present unto you a great prophet of God, one that teaches us how to walk holy before God, our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder Batiste. Elder missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are going to talk about abolishing the enmity in the flesh. That's what the Lord did. And before we get into that, we're going to hear this song by the choir, The Gates of Zion. Choir. From the Lord. It's through the gates of Zion. That's how you abolish the enmity that's in the flesh. Our announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. www.lcbtc.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on, our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they took. They were commandment keepers. They were holy vessels that truly had the Holy Ghost. Yes. I don't understand how so many can be holy and don't believe in holiness. Their doctrine is against holy. And that's who God is. Yes. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. You get the knowledge and understanding of God by striving to please God. Mm-hmm. That means if you worship God, you want to obey what God is calling for. Yes. Let's go to Ephesians 2:15. Glad for this time.
Yes, Pastor.
June. This time next month, we're going to have an appreciation service for the pastor.
Yes, we are.
And I'm glad about that. Keeping up with traditions down through the years, as Sister Tatum says, down through the times. My time has been since 1975, another century ago. That's a tradition, honoring what God has done. And I'm excited, so if you all that hear this broadcast, if you, maybe you don't have a mind to take a stand against your loved ones, but you know that this is right, you feel it's right, you should come visit us and let us know, I'm supporting you. All right. All right. I can't confess you, but I'm supporting you. All we'll go for the support. Yes. Show up, let us know that you enjoyed this broadcast. Mm-hmm. And if there's two or three, we will appreciate that because God does. Whether there's two or three gathered and agreeing, he said, I'll be a God in the midst. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Ephesians 2:15. Deacon Franny, what does it say?
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity.
What?
Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. For to make in himself of twain one new man. So making peace.
I don't think many really realize what the scripture is telling the reader. Because the Lord abolished in his flesh the enemy. Now, he's not talking about the natural cross, because when he went to the natural cross, his flesh was not the enemy. When he went to the cross, his natural flesh was a ransom. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't the enemy. And the enemy was in his flesh when they killed his flesh. When they killed this flesh, it was holy. Yes. But he abolished enmity. Read it again. Having abolished.
In his flesh.
In his flesh. Yes. It's talking about your mind. Yes. It ain't talking about this natural body.
All right.
But we in this natural body must bring into subjection, because everybody says, well, I love God with my mind. But your body got to fall in line too. Because if your body don't fall in line, the twain ain't one. Mm-hmm. Say, well, I love God, but I love this better. That's a twain mind, but you're supposed to make of twain one mind. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Having abolished what?
In his flesh, the enmity.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's just keep it in our mind now. When everybody's listening, the enemy was in his flesh, and he abolished him. The enemy is not in a holy flesh.
No.
So you need to understand, well, how did the enemy get in there? Because he was born a holy child. He was. You want more understanding? Come to 425 Laconia Boulevard, and I will show you through the scripture, praying that God will open up your understanding. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read it again. Having abolished
in his flesh the enmity.
What?
Even the law of commandments.
See, now, the commandments was about. No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It's talking about law of commandments contained in the ordinances. Those are the things that branched out from the law.
Right.
And some of those things were against us. They say right now you can do a lot of things that's against God, against holiness, but he abolished in his flesh. Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. What?
For to make in himself of twain one new man.
One new man. This man believes in the Sabbath. You're going to catch him walking in here on the Sabbath. Yes. As the Lord's mannerism was, right? Yes. The Lord's mannerism was, who is my mother? Who is my brother? That should be the follower's mannerism.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Clones. Mm-hmm. Read.
So, making peace.
Making peace. What?
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body.
One body. What?
By the cross.
So, it's not talking about that natural cross, because that natural cross don't get the enemy out of your flesh. It gets your flesh out of the enemy.
Right.
It gets your flesh back to the earth. That's what the natural cross does. But don't get the flesh out of your enemy. I mean, get the enemy out of your flesh.
Right, right.
The enemy in there, if you don't mortify that fleshly mind, he's going with you right on to hell. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? That's what it works. That's how it works.
Yes. Having slain the enmity thereby.
So there's some enemy that's got to be slain in the flesh. That's what our job is. Let's go to Romans. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Romans 8 and 4.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful.
Destroying, abolishing the enemy. And that can take you 40 years, it can take you 100, or it can take you one day. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Only God knows these things. Now, you think about this. I was thinking about, they said today, they don't, nobody knows gender. Who knows? We don't know why a person is born a homo or whatever. Who knows what these things, why a person is like this? It's in the genes.
Yes. Right?
But here's what I thought about. If it's in the genes, God wouldn't destroy anything before time, because God don't destroy nothing before time. God don't destroy them before they come in unless he know they're not going to do anything, right? So why would God destroy an unborn baby? Only God know that unborn baby what it's going to be.
Right.
So we can't do that.
No. Right, Pastor.
Because we're not God. So that's not showing life. That is showing life. Because the only one know about life before the end is God.
Right.
And God don't do that. God, get him here.
Yes, right.
Then God will destroy him if there's a cause.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's the answer to life.
All right.
Because if you do that, then you're destroying what might be. And what might be of God.
All right.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Okay, with a little side note there.
That's beautiful.
Romans 8 and 4, what does it say?
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled
so
in us.
So the righteousness of the law can be fulfilled in us, what?
Who walk not after the flesh.
When you abolish the enmity in your flesh. And you abolish it when you don't walk after it. You abolish it.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
What?
But after the spirit.
When you walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit, because when you're not walking after the flesh, you are mortifying it. If you walk after the flesh, you're not mortifying it.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeding it.
All right.
And you're not slain. It's a woman slain in the spirit. If you're slain in the spirit, you're being slain in this 10 precepts, because that's the spirit of God.
Yes.
And that's what slays you, by you yielding to not having gods before God.
Yes.
Read.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
What?
But they that are after the spirit, the things of the
so
spirit.
So if we want to abolish the enmity, we have to abolish forgetting the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day, because if you don't remember it, you're not abolishing the enemy.
That's
enmity. That's against God. What did it say?
For to be carnally minded is death.
What?
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
What?
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
What?
For it is not subject to
so
the law.
So, in other words,
of God.
If you got a mind that's not willing to submit to not having gods before God, making graven images, not taking his name in vain, remember the Sabbath day, you're not abolishing the flesh if you can't submit to that.
Right.
To submit to that, you're abolishing the flesh. These are the things that are against God. These are against the flesh.
Yes.
Read.
For it is not subject to the law of
so
God.
So anything that's not subject to God's law, if you're not subject to remembering and honoring God, you're the enemy.
Right.
And it's not you, it's in your flesh. Mm-hmm. That means in your heart, in your mind. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. To know that?
Yes.
What?
Neither indeed can be.
You can't be. So to serve God, we got to mortify. We got to abolish it.
Yes.
It's in the mind. That's where it is. Isn't that beautiful? Isaiah 8 and 16.
Beautiful.
Got to abolish that in the flesh because the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God. Is that what it says?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what the Lord say about that law. You got to abolish that law. It was against us. No, it wasn't. It's not against God to have no God before God. It ain't going to be against God. It's not against God if you don't make graven images. That's not against God. It's not against God when you don't lie and steal. It's not against God. That's for God. Isn't that beautiful? So if you practice not doing these things, you mortify doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right?
Yes.
And you're being subject to it. Carnal mind can't do that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. All right. 8 and 16.
Isaiah. Bind up the testimony,
mm-hmm.
seal the law among my
disciples.
Well,
wait a minute. It's the law. God is binding up the law because that's what we're supposed to be subject to. But a carnal mind can't do that. Carnal mind fights being subject to the law.
Right.
Yes. How do you get close to home? Carnal mind fights coveting, mm-hmm. bearing false witness, stealing, committing adultery, killing, not honoring. That's what a fleshly mind does.
Yes.
Flesh and mind don't remember the Sabbath. Flesh and mind don't regard the Sabbath at all.
That's true.
And if it's not really in your heart, you won't pretty much either. You'll always be trying to find things to do on the Sabbath.
Right.
First invitation comes, you're ready to go. But that's our choice, say, not the Sabbath.
That's right.
I'll see you later on. Maybe I'll stop by. That's what God wants you to do.
Right.
And you do that, you abolish the enemy.
Yeah.
But God's showing you where it is. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob.
Read the 20th verse. To the law.
To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word.
So this is the word, the law. And God's testimony is the word, right?
Yes.
And if you're not speaking according to this word, what?
It is because there is no light in them.
No light. If you ain't got no light, you can't abolish the enmity. Let's go to Matthew's 5:14. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
God wants our light to shine. When your light is shining, you're abolishing
Beautiful.
The enemy. You're abolishing darkness when your light is shining.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew's 5:14, what does it say?
Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid.
So when you're abolishing the enemy, it can't be hid. Because somebody's doing something that's not really according to God and godliness and you don't get with it, it's very well known. It's that's heard louder than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's heard louder than a shout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And who recognizes it is the flesh.
Right.
Read.
Yes, Pastor. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel.
What?
But on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
What?
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven.
You abolish the enemy. Just let it shine. Don't make it, just let it shine. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
How plain is that? How come ones don't understand that? You know the law was done away with. Not the one the Lord destroys, not. He didn't come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill.
Beautiful.
And as he is, so are we in this world. How is he God? He's holy, right?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
As he is, so are we.
Yes.
Lord is not Presbyterian.
No.
Right. No.
Lord is not Baptist.
No, he is not.
And he's not any of the above except for holiness. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
Let's go to Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
5:1.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing for you all to say that on a night like tonight is. Yes. Let me know your mind is right here.
All right.
Yes, sir. This is a night tonight, if I might say so, but this is the better night.
All right, Pastor. Yeah.
Night that we've come off a day of fasting.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful, Pastor.
Tuesday and Thursday. Coming here on the Sabbath looking I'm looking to have a glorious time on the Sabbath.
Yes.
How about you, Dick?
I am, Pastor.
All right. For all these that's viewing us, that was my wife talking.
That's right.
Yeah, Deacon Phoenix. That's my wife. All right. Let's continue.
Beautiful.
Little information. Jeremiah 5:1. Let's go there.
What is that? Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem.
What?
And see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof. If ye can find a man,
what?
If there be any that executeth judgment,
what?
That seeketh the truth, and I will.
When you have judgment and truth is being sought, you can abolish the enemy.
Beautiful.
God is wanting to see if he can find someone that's seeking truth and judgment. Read.
And though they say, the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely.
What?
O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them. But they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction.
What?
They have made their faces harder than a rock.
What?
They have refused to return.
What?
Therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord.
What?
Nor the judgment of their God.
If you don't know the way of the Lord or the way of, that's why we come to knowledge. You cannot abolish the flesh. You can't abolish the enemy in the flesh if you don't know who it is and where it is and what it is. How are you going to abolish it if you don't know? Knowledge. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So what does the fifth verse say?
I will get me unto the great men.
Great men will tell you because these that do and teach are the great men.
All right, all right.
That was my wife. That wasn't a fire in the house. That was my wife. They that do and teach. Go ahead.
And I will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord.
They know the way. If you don't know the way of the Lord, how can you abolish anything? So what is our job but to seek the knowledge to know the way? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
They know the way of the Lord. What?
And the judgment of their God.
And the judgment of their God. That's good enough. Yes. Go to 1 Corinthians 15:25.
Beautiful.
Yes. Abolishing the enmity, it's a job, saints. But you know what? It's a job that can be done. And it's a job being done. Just take your time. You don't have to be in no big hurry. But make sure your strive is lawful, that you're not just spinning your wheels.
That's
Isn't that
right.
beautiful?
Beautiful.
1 Corinthians 15:25, what does it say?
For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So the enemy is that carnal mind. God has got to reign until you get rid of that carnal mind. How does God do that? By you getting counsel from someone who got the mind of Christ. And your mind go off, you get it put back on the right track with the mind of Christ. Someone that is spiritual minded. If you don't say, well, I don't know anybody like that, Pastor, you might as well go and join yourself in a band and be on the move, be a traveling band. You're in the wrong place. You don't need to stop here. Only believers stop here.
All right, go ahead.
Isn't that beautiful? Okay. Read.
The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.
So we have to destroy the enemy in the flesh, the mind. The last one, God destroys when he says, well done.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Or not so well done.
Exactly.
That's the last enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be destroyed. Death's going to destroy. It's destroyed right there. But when it's destroyed, you want to be with life your natural flesh is destroyed, right?
Yes.
Read.
For he hath put all things under his feet, but when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is expected, which did put all things under
him. So when God, otherwise it's saying when God had put all things upon his feet, that means God is accepted. Whatever God say, yea, Lord. That's when God got the rule. It's not, why?
Right.
I don't see that. When God is in control, got it.
Yes.
I'm going to do it.
Yes.
We've all heard the testimony from past leadership. When teacher told me what to tell Renzo, I didn't know what the conversation was. I didn't care. She said, go tell him. I girded him along and told him. I didn't care if it was going to cost my job. I knew that if I told him that, he's going to be looking at me a little differently.
Right.
I didn't care.
Right.
Good news was, I had been there but a couple of years. So it wouldn't have been a big loss. I was pretty bold. But after 20 years, sometimes you are counseled to say some things. You might think, well, wait a minute, I could lose my job. What am I going to do now? Mm-hmm. Remember the lion and the bear?
All right.
You got to have the same mind. Because you never know what test you're going to have. You got to have the same mind. I'm yet with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And when all things shall be subdued unto him,
what?
Then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things
so
under him.
So when you're subject to God, you're subject to the one God put all things up under. Because mm-hmm. that's how you're subject to God. What do you do to least my little ones, you're doing to me. So however you feel about me, that's how you feel about God. However you feel about Sister Josie, that's the way you feel about God. How plain is that? That's just plain.
It's plain, yes it is.
Ain't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right, read.
That God may be all in all.
God may be all in all.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians.
Ephesians,
2:15, let's read it again.
2:15, yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Seems like broadcast is going a long time a day. That's because I got some explaining to do.
Yes,
I made a few little sidebars. This is a teaching ministry. I know Elder Batiste, she was excited. That is my natural sister as well as the elder and sister in church.
Yes. Yes.
She kind of get a little excited and she kind of put out my rap sheet. Oh, he's the word and this and that. Da, 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 da. It's true.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Y'all thought I was going to say something else? What she's saying is true.
Yes. Yes.
It's the word that's keeping us.
Yes.
I'm just bringing it.
Yes.
But it's the word that's doing the keeping.
Yes.
If you yield to it.
Yes.
But okay, sometimes, you know, you kind of get excited. You know, you kind of go over things a couple times. Okay, you said that enough. It's true. Okay, we're going to, that's a whole other subject. Right now, we're talking about abolishing the flesh. Ephesians 2:15, what does it say?
Having abolished in his flesh the mm-hmm. enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances.
Contained in ordinances.
For to make in
himself. There are a whole lot of ordinances that we can't abide by. They say, oh, you can do this, you can do that. Say, no, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath? Yeah. Can y'all go to Disneyland, take your long lost cousin from out of town? Yeah, can my long-lost cousin wait till the Sabbath over with? Or can they come to church with me since they want to come see me? Be with me. There's a lot of things in these washing of cups. You all drink coffee, you sinning. You buy some food on the Sabbath, you sinning. These laws are not against us. God's law trumps all that. But there's a lot of ordinances that are against God. And we're not with that.
Right.
Read.
For to make in himself of twain one new man.
One new man. That's
so
what we want.
So making peace.
So making peace. We want.
Yes.
One new man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Colossians 2:14. Let's go there. Thank God for the knowledge Paul had. He had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful that I'm able to just tap into a little bit of it. I understand it. That's a blessing. Lord said, kings have desired to see the things that you have seen and have not.
All right.
Now, if you love God's word and what God's all about, that would be kind of exciting to mm-hmm. find out knowledge.
Yes.
Some of these are exciting, but it is to me.
Yes.
Find out knowledge.
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us,
mm-hmm.
which was contrary to us. And took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
Now I want to ask everybody on this broadcast to see my face or hear me. I haven't seen the Lord on the cross with a hammer in his hand. His hands were nailed. But he didn't nail anything to the cross. Not that one. So he ain't talking about that cross. The only thing that was nailed to that cross was his flesh. But he's talking about commandments of men, washing of cups and all this kind of stuff. He nailed all that traditional stuff to the cross. All this junk, can't carry your bed, can't do this, and many such like laws today. He abolished all that. contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. What?
And having spoiled principalities and powers.
He spoiled it. That's what we do today. Spoiled. You spoil principalities. Mm-hmm. We say, oh, I want you to meet my so-and-so. He said, oh, I want you to meet my so-and-so. This is my brother. So I'm your brother. So is this one. Mm-hmm. This one is more so because we're going to be brothers and sisters forever. Mm-hmm. You and I, we're going back to the dust. Mm-hmm. That brother and sister, that's something. Mm-hmm. They don't like those things. And you spoil their feelings. That's the principle when you show them reality. They say, oh, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. You're going to get some chocolate. I've been buying chocolates every day since. That's been a problem I've had, eating too much chocolate. You tell me, you want to buy some more chocolates that's made in the shape of a Valentine?
No.
Shape of Valentine's, they didn't invent chocolates. You know, chocolate been before Valentine was invented. You know what I mean? Okay. Okay.
Having made show of
Make
them,
what?
Having made a show of them openly.
Openly, what?
Triumphant.
Other words, yes. We're not going to let our light be upon a bushel. We're going to show openly. Yes. We're not for that. Openly. Mm-hmm. Hi, Pastor. Getting open and get around people. Hey. Bruh, hey. Don't know me now? Come to your job. Hi, hi. How about hi, Pastor?
Exactly.
Hi, that's as far as you're going. Yeah. Now, when Pastor Teacher came out there, this is my pastor, this is my teacher.
That's
hey,
right.
Should meet him.
That's
so, when Teacher came by, mm-hmm. and Domingo had a face problem. She put her hand on his face and stopped praying for him. Man's face healed up. A few days later, and I told him about it, and I said, I'm going to give you a tape of it. Mm-hmm. Of our teacher, so-and-so. I gave it to him, and a few days later, I said, you listen to it? He said, no. I was offended.
Wow.
I never offered him anything else after that. But not because I was upset because he didn't take it, because I knew he wasn't interested.
Right.
Why would you offend somebody if they don't want this, right? So
yes.
That's what I did. All right. Yes. What are we reading now? Two?
Yes.
Nailing it. What?
Yes. Nailing.
Having
principalities.
Yes.
And powers. He made a show of them openly,
triumphing
over them
in it. Matthew's 15 and 1.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We cover a lot of things here. And the things we cover, we've been telling you about it for years, and it ain't sunk in yet for a lot of people. You know why I know? Because it ain't but a few.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's a multitude.
Yes.
And the Lord said, are there a few that be saved?
All right. That's right.
You know what he said? Mm-hmm. Count them, Peter. In other words, you strive.
Right.
In other words, he said, count them. Mm-hmm. Many will seek and shall not be able. That's what he said. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right. 15 and 1. What did he say?
Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread.
So these were the ordinances that stemmed out of the law. Ordinance and commandments of men. Got to wash your hands. Can't do this, can't do that. And they do the same thing today. When they ask us the Sabbath, y'all eat meat?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.